Hey, this is Daniela Tempesta, and today I wanted to talk to you about something I call our default mode. We all have a tendency to default to different patterns of thinking or ways of viewing the world around us or even certain behaviors. They're sort of our starting point, so to speak, and the place that our brain defaults to in the face of having to process new information, make decisions, or take action. So, for example, some people default towards optimism, seeing the glass as half full, while others default towards pessimism. This is just sort of their baseline mode, but it's different for everyone. And just because we have a default mode, it doesn't mean we're stuck there. If we can identify it, then we can work to manually move the dial to whatever position we would like it to be in. So if we default to pessimism and we can acknowledge this and accept it, then we can take an opportunity every time we catch ourselves in that pessimism to ask ourselves, how would I handle this if I was handling it from a more optimistic standpoint, and start to try to manually move the dial. I'll give you a personal example. I definitely default to worrying. I am a worrier, and it's definitely my starting place when I am faced with a decision or have some new information that I have to process. So I will start thinking about everything that could potentially go wrong and how to prevent it. This is very different from my husband, for example, who tends to be much more present focused and says things to me like, if I thought about everything that could go wrong, I would never do anything, right? So we're very different in our default modes. Both have their positives and both have their downsides. For example, while I'm always looking towards the future, it does help make me good at planning vacations. But mostly it causes me a lot of suffering and stress and takes me away from the present moment and the things that actually matter to me. So I've had to accept that this is my default mode, and it's a process of constantly learning to reaccept it. But, you know, at first upon recognizing this, I agonized a bit with why am I like this? And I had a lot of judgment towards myself, and that really keeps us stuck in our default mode. So if we are stuck in asking, why am I like this? Why can't I be more like so-and-so who isn't like this? You know, people don't like people who are like this, or whatever the narrative is that we're using to judge, it keeps us even more stuck in our default mode. It doesn't move the dial at all. But if we can accept our default mode, it gives us some space to work to manually move the dial to a different place. One where, for me at least, I need to try to stay more present in the moment and be more in acceptance with the things that I cannot change. And it's a work in progress. But each time I try to manually move that dial, I do pave a new neural pathway and build that muscle so that hopefully over time it becomes easier and easier. And I don't always catch it. And sometimes moving the dial feels a bit like moving a boulder up the hill. But I always have the opportunity to try again. And when I get to that other position of being more present, it feels such a wonderful reward. So I encourage you to think about what some of your default modes might be. What patterns have you noticed about the way you think about or react to things? If you become aware of your default mode, you can start to bring some acceptance to it. Rather than fighting with it or getting frustrated, you can just accept that we all have them, and this is just one of yours. And now that you've identified it, rather than kind of always being set there, you can take small action steps and start to manually move your dial to whatever position you would rather it be in. So I encourage you to think about what these set points might be for you, what your default mode might be, what would you like it to be instead, and what action steps would you need to take in the moment when you catch it to help move the dial to that other position.